Tennyson is the next community you will come to along the Wisconsin Great River Road. The village of Tennyson began as a mining community. Originally, the village was named Dutch Hollow, but was later renamed Tennyson in honor of Alfred Lloyd Tennyson, the poet. In its heyday, the lead mining region of southwestern Wisconsin had over 10,000 mines dug into its hills and valleys. These mines were generally dug by hand. Nearly all of the lead used by the Union Army during the Civil War came from this area. The unique geology of the driftless area surrounding the Potosi-Tennyson area and southwestern Wisconsin made shallow lead mines possible. The archaeological evidence reveals that Native American tribes in the area were mining and smelting lead for centuries before the arrival of settlers. Large-scale lead mining in the region began in the 1780s by Julien Dubuque. Lead mining grew steadily into the 1800s, with the majority of mines in the southwest part of Wisconsin that you are driving through. In just 15 years between 1835 and 1850, as many as 8,500 miners immigrated to southwestern Wisconsin to try their hands at mining the area's rich lead ore, called galena. The town south of here named Galena was named after this material. Soon the countryside was dotted with both mines and unusual subterranean homes dug into the hillsides called dugouts. These dugouts resembled the homes of the Badger, and eventually Wisconsin came to be known as the Badger State. Please pause the audio tour and continue after you've passed through Tennyson.